It's Friday night, and that means football on TSN. Tonight, Riders, Ticats, come on in.
You done fucking around?
Yeah. Now I'm done.
No, because your audio is going up and down like your other show, and that's getting to be a pain in the ass. Nonetheless.
It wasn't my fault.
It wasn't your fault. And welcome to CFL Easy Picks 2017, week 13. We got 10 total weeks left to go until the Grey Cup, and we continue going. Welcoming back from his AIDS cold again, Mr. Old School.
No AIDS, no cold. I am good, sir.
Oh, no. Didn't you skip out for a movie last week?
Yeah, long story.
Oh, what movie?
No, I landed. I'm not going to the movie.
Oh, you suck so much, man ass. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there you go.
And our brothers is speaking to man ass. No, not speaking of man ass. That's just inappropriate. At least he puts forth some effort, even though this isn't his league. Mr. Heavyset.
Hi.
Bye.
Bye.
Actually, funny, I did mention the high bye thing on the show, so you'll hear about it.
This is CFL Easy Picks, where we don't go full retard.
Yes.
Well, when Old School's here, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. All right. So I guess let's get into the biggest announcement in a long time in the CFL. By a man I generally dislike for what happened, but seems to actually be doing a good job. Randy Ambrosi, commissioner of the CFL, with the CFL Players Association, are delivering significant advances to player safety. Effective immediately and for the 2018 season, the number of full contact padded practices allowed per team once training camp has been completed will be reduced from 17 to 0. Starting in 2018, the CFL schedule will expand from 20 to 21 weeks to allow athletes more time to rest and recuperate between games. The schedule will, however, still consist of 18 games. So that means CFL teams will now get 3 bye weeks instead of 2. And removing full contact from practices is not only going to positively affect the CFL and its players, but will send a signal to all sports across all levels that player safety must continue to be improved. Just as full contact tackling was removed in practice years ago as a safety measure, this change will also reduce the risk of injuries, resulting in healthier players and a better game, says Jeff Keeping, president of the CFLPA. This is huge. I got to congratulate him for doing this. This is he's really looking out for players' health here.
Well, he was a former player, right?
He was. He was a former offensive lineman, I believe.
And it makes sense. I mean, it's fucking, yeah, it is once a week, but it's high impact as shit. So if they can get some more time, some more rest, I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Well, at one point this year, one of the teams played 3 games in 11 days.
That's way too much. No, there's no way.
Yeah, he was an offensive guard back in the 80s. So, yeah, no, it's a good thing. Heavy, you think NFL would look at this and possibly follow suit and not want their players to die within months after retiring?
I don't know if I'm coming too loud, but the point is...
concussion lawsuit, how's that going?
Which one?
Shit. Okay.
The one where Will Smith is like, you would tell the truth. Tell the truth.
I think that the NFL is working on it because there's a belief within the NFL and, you know, the sports media that eventually if it gets worse through the ages or through time that, you know, you're not going to see as many people playing football at a young age, so they're not going to be playing it in high school, and they won't be playing it as college, and kind of really, really hurt the NFL. So they're working on player safety, but one of those things is NFL as a football as a whole is such a high contact sport, and they're trying to, how do we put it, trying to minimize the damages that it does on your body. I know one thing that I saw this past week for week one, they were talking about the new helmet. I don't know if they're working on or they've implemented where it's basically there's more padding type thing. And it's like what's in within the helmet itself, not necessarily on the inside. And it's going to take time.
Yeah, I know the CFL has a new quarterback helmet this year, which looks like it's designed to absorb a lot more if they're getting pushed down or you know, if they're accidentally hit in the head, because headhunting in the CFL is very, very findable now. So, all right. I guess news out of Calgary, nothing really special. Joel Ross added to practice roster. He's a defensive back from Appalachian State. He played four seasons at Appalachian State, three-year starter. He was signed by the Chicago Bears in 2016. He never went anywhere, no big deal. Huge news, however, coming out of Montreal. Reed dismisses Chapdelaine and Thorpe takes over as Al's head coach. The Montreal Alouettes have parted ways with head coach Jacques Chapdelaine and defensive coordinator Noel Thorpe. General manager Kavis Reed will serve as the interim head coach until the end of the season, while defensive line coach Greg Quick will call plays on defense and quarterback coach Anthony Calvillo will call offensive plays until the end of the season. Look, we were having a shit season. We're still in rebuild. They got to make Calvillo head coach. The only reason they haven't, I think, is if he doesn't want it.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. It's at this point, what have they got to lose? Plus, symbolically, it's a great PR move. The guy has been in the city for so long. I've heard him do fucking car commercials and everything. You know, I don't know if he lives here, but he spent so much time in the city. Like, why not try something different? And this guy, who has been there for so much success, like, why not fucking give him a shot?
I mean, look, three Grey Cups in 10 years. Stats don't lie. And yeah, he does live here. He even does commercials for Frippapri, that place where you return like your old stuff to sell.
Yeah, and Frippapri is Village, like, I guess they must have.
Yeah, so it's the French Value Village. Yeah. But Frippapri is actually good. They give people a chance who have low education or who out of prison. You know, they employ these people. They give immigrants
jobs and stuff. Yeah, no, it's really good. I support it.
So. Yeah, I mean, like Reed said, it's time for a coaching change. We're doing shit. We're 3-8 this season, so it's not great. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with a change once in a while. We're hopefully shit gets settled next season. I don't expect us. If we make the playoffs, we're out the first round. That's the only way I see it this year. So
no, it's again another disappointment, and it just seems lately that everything they're trying isn't working. So you know, fuck it. Why not go for it?
Exactly. Nissan Power Rankings are not up to date yet, so fuck it. Let's go to CFL Easy Pick standings coming into week 13. In first place, the American, Mr. Heavyset, with 31 points.
Yeah.
Tied for two, not far behind, Koinye West and myself. Tied for fourth, we have DeMayer and Mr. Old School at 25 points.
Yeah.
Sixth place, we have Coolio at 23 points and the Nightmare X with 4 points. Nightmare X actually made picks while Old School was away.
He's coming back slowly.
Just saying, maybe.
He's going for first.
So let's get into the games this week. Starting Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the 5-5 Saskatchewan Roughriders are visiting the now 2-win Hamilton Tiger Cats, who are 2-8. Saskatchewan at this time is favored by 5.5. Let's start with the returning Mr. Old School.
Saskatchewan.
I've got the Riders as well, Mr. Heavyset.
Love for Riders.
Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, we have the 7-4 Edmonton Eskimos visiting the 4-7 Toronto Argonauts. Edmonton is favored by 1.5 points. I'm going to start with the Argos, Heavyset.
Argos.
Old School.
Argos.
Okay. Saturday, 7 p.m., the 6-5 BC Lions are visiting the 9-1-1 Calgary Stampeders. Stampeders are favored by 9.5. All right, heavy set.
The Alabama, whatever. No, yeah.
The Appalachian State. All right. And finally, Sunday. That's right. We're going against the NFL. Sunday at 1 p.m.
Sunday.
The 4-7-1 Ottawa Redblacks are visiting the 3-8 Montreal Alouettes. Ottawa's favored by 2.5. Let's start with Old School.
Well, is Calvillo going to be coach for that game?
Yes. Well, he's going to be offensive coach.
Al's.
Heavy set.
What are those records again?
4-7-1 for Ottawa versus 3-8 for Montreal.
Who's the favorite?
Ottawa by 2.5.
I'm going to go Isles.
Yeah, I've got the Isles as well. I think the firing of coaches and bringing up Calvillo and Cavis Reed to the front lines, I think they're going to take it. I mean, they're one win out of first place in the East because the East is terrible.
What a wonderful matchup to have up against the NFL. It would be like TNA or GFW, whatever they are, having go up against NXT, a main event of Robbie E versus Grado. And I like Grado. I just blanked on a shitty GFW wrestler.
Yeah, yeah. Poor GFW. All right, Twitter, nothing. Gmail, nothing. So at this point, let's go plugs and final thoughts. Mr. Old School, make it quick.
SDFUpodcast.com, bye.
Mr. Ivy Set.
Restandcheers.podbean.com. Check us out. Working on that. And also, I have some Ask Heavy Set episodes coming up on Hanging with Heavy. Please check those out right here on the brand new TrainingTopicsNetwork.com.
I have some interesting questions for Mr. Heavy Set as well.
Okay, as for this show, at CFLEasePicks or CFLEasePicks at gmail.com. As for myself, at Killer Carpe Diem on Twitter. I almost said Twitter again. AllBeerInside.com is live, thanks to Podcaster Charlie. We recorded last Friday. Surprisingly, 3 out of my 5 beers were delicious, so the panel can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
As they usually complain about my beers, despite me buying perfect beers, they complain. At All Beer Inside, allbeerinside at gmail.com. We'll be recording another episode, hopefully sooner rather than later. As for myself, next week at Bose All Natural Oktoberfest, I'm going, baby. Woo! Checking out the Rio Statistics and a bunch of other great Canadian bands. So, for us here at CFLE's Picks, congratulations, Randy Ambrosi, for actually being effective in CFL. God, I sound so bitter.
Smartest, you eat M&M's, and you think all our money looks pretend. Yeah, we got Bryan Adams, hey, you got Bruce Springsteen, but we can't drink in bars when we're just 19. You got Brad Pitt, but we got Keanu Reeves, but we got the best lake fishing, you best believe. Yeah, you make fun of us cause we spell color with a U. You think you're all that, Mr. Red, White, and Blue. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a longer field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here. We got stronger beer. You got Dunkin' Donuts, we got Timmy's. We got more land, but bro, you got more cities. You sure love the NFL, MLB, and the NBA. But to the great white north, hockey is the only game. Hey, we say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls in a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch on your TV. You got a stronger army down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. So here's to you, my southern neighbor, all kidding aside. It takes me 6 beers to get pissed drunk, but for you, it takes 9, sucker! We say hey, you say y'all, yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls in a long field. We say Z, you say Z, sure we watch all your teams. You got a stronger armor down there, men up here.
do, baby.
Do y'all really have stronger beer?